Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network and the Ministry of a New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ. Apparently, we had some technical difficulties going on here, and to God be the glory, we've been blessed to come on late, but better late than never, okay? I'm going to need a few seconds. Anybody on, just hold on. I'll be getting to them very, very shortly. Okay, here we go. Let's get this right. Okay. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord, for mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord, for your help. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Good evening. Anybody there?
Hello there.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hey. Thank you guys for having that kind of faith. Yes. There were some issues with there were some issues going on, and I tried. I listened to the program before me, and I've been trying to call on for about 11 or 12 minutes when I finally got the administrator, and he hooked me up. I'm on late, but I'm on. Okay, thank God. Welcome again to A New Beginning, the Ambassador for Christ, your host, Deacon Wes Armstrong. Thank God for that. I'm going to read a disclaimer real quick. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guest, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. And again, welcome to the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network and the Ministry of New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ. Now, I put a little something out on Facebook. I truly can't remember it all, but I believe it was to the effect that haven't seen you in a long time. You look the same or what, you know. I believe that's basically what it was. I'm not sure. You guys remember, just touch base there real quick. If you can remember it, I can't remember it all. But it was more so to the point to where my life in Christ, when the Spirit of God came to me and saved me, gave me that opportunity to change my life around. I changed my life. Yeah, I definitely changed my life. And my look changed, you know. The way I walk changed. I used to have a little pimp walk. I just grew out of it. I didn't decide one day I'm going to start walking like that. I found myself not walking that way, and that was it. But, again, also, the way it's God, he changed a whole lot of things. The way I thought, you know, I didn't think the same. My mind wasn't constantly on evil. You know, as scripture says, back in the day, man's mind was on evil constantly, you know. And it's almost like how you can do it a lot quicker or do it a different way or, you know, invite some more people or whatever, you know. And instead of something positive, it was just evil. But when the Spirit of God came in, like a new person, I was like a new person. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't the same old me. And I saw a couple of people that I had left out there. And they, you know, hey, I hadn't seen them in a while. They still looked the same. But I would hear something to the effect that, oh, man, just look at you. You know, look how you change, and you know, it's a thing that wears I look in the mirror every day, but I don't see that change because it's a natural change, you know. It wasn't a all of a sudden change. It wasn't a surprise because the Spirit let me know that I had to change my ways. I had to change my thinking because I asked for some help from God, and His Spirit allowed me opportunity to change some things and for some things to just naturally change themselves. Life changed, you know, and I'm thinking it was the life I should have been living all along, you know. But my choice took me out there, and God's will, the will of the Father, it brought me back. And I look at it to where, you know, it was the choices that I made, but it had to be. You know, it had to be. And truly thank God for this day. You know, because people look at me and say, well, man, you don't look like you're 74. And I'm, what, how am I supposed to look at 74? You know, show me a chart or something. I'm supposed to look at a certain age. You know, but it doesn't really bother me because I just feel. And I'm not the type to live or you know, go by my feelings. But, you know, I have this feeling within myself. I try not to let anything bother me, hold me back, or block my way, you know, because of the life that I used to live. Oh, my God. I could have wound up dead any day, you know. But to God be the glory, and I truly thank Him for now, because I don't look like I used to look. And I don't want to be in the position to where I used to be, you know. But I'm going to read that scripture real quick. And I believe I put out there, I had two. One was Ephesians 4 and 4 and 21 or 22, I think. But this one here, this is going to be 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, okay? Now, of course, there's more than one line here that would you know, be favorable to a person not looking the same or being the same, or you can see changes in their life. But it's basically what it's about. You know, the topic is about this. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Now, I got the Holy Bible, King James Version, plus I got the New International Version. I'm going to read both of them, the NIV and the King James. But I'm going to ask this, are you there? I'm going to ask you if you would read. Are you able to read?
I have to get my Bible.
Okay, 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
I always had trouble with my weight. Now, if you go to a senior, I lost weight, you keep it off. We go to my appetite. People think we go be lost.
Okay.
35.
Hello? This? Are you there?
Medullary thyroid cancer.
Are you there?
I think she said to get her Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if that's who I think who it is, her Bible should be two or three steps away from where she's at.
You reading
you
first?
There?
You want me to read?
Are
you
I
reading
you
first?
I want you to read 2 Corinthians 5:17. Yes, 2
okay.
Corinthians 5:17, please.
Okay, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Okay, all right. Now, that was the King James Version. Now, this is the NIV Version, you know. Of course, there are some different words, but they should basically have the same meaning, because there's one God, and there's one word of God. I don't care what language it's in. If it's the word of God, it relates. It should mm-hmm. relate. Even though the word, it should relate. So this is 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 out of the NIV version. Okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
Therefore, anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old mm-hmm. has gone, the new has come. So we can't say, well, oh, well, your Bible said this or my Bible said that. It's basically the same thing. Different words, basically the same thing. So living in the world as it is and the way it used to be and the way it is to come, a person should not be comfortable because there's too much stuff going on. Even though it's God's will that this stuff could happen, we're not living in this world to live forever. There is life mm-hmm. after death, and it's to mm-hmm. be spent one of two places by everybody. There's no, I'm going to live forever, so you better try this cream over here to take away them wrinkles. No, that ain't going to do it. It's the soul. The body is going back to the dust of the ground, and the mm-hmm. soul is going to live forever. So
yes,
we have
right.
an opportunity right now, a chance. We have a chance each and every new day that we are allowed to wake up. It's not the alarm clock or somebody calling you to wake you up. It's God allowing us to have life each and every brand new 24 hours. You know, and that in itself, that is a great blessing to have life, period. You know, but what we do with it, it's also a valuable thing. It's also
right.
a valuable thing. Yes.
Amen.
But the main thing about the topic was, you know, once we've been exposed to something different, let's weigh this thing out the way I've been living. Man, you know, I've been waiting on that day to come when I can, you know, hit it big or I find the right woman, you know. I'm just biding my time in life. But we mm-hmm. weren't here to buy time waiting on something good to come along. We have to deal accordingly with the hand that was dealt to us. No
mm-hmm.
matter what the hand was, we have opportunity, like I said, each and every day to change. Each
mm-hmm.
and every new day had been granted to see, because it wasn't promised. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people didn't wake up this morning. People I know,
mm-hmm.
people you know, people we didn't know, you know, they're not here anymore. And we can't say, well, man, you know, if I stop doing this over here, I'm going to live a little longer than so-and-so. No, that don't work. That don't work. God's word is settled in mm-hmm. heaven. God's word is true, and we can see that word each and every day that we open our eyes. You know what I'm saying? Because man ain't got nothing to do with none of this right here. We're caught in the middle between a war of good and evil. Good and evil. Now, we were listening earlier to a ministry on another blog talk radio. And it was something mentioned about Job. There was a conversation in heaven about Job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it was the Lord offering Job up to the enemy. You know, and we, as mortal humans, weak-minded humans, you know, we think, oh, God, he ain't going to do nothing like that. God controls all things, and the word tells us that all things work together for good of them that love the Lord.
That's
so
right.
Any and everything we serve in God for and through and by, if something comes upon us, a disease or illness, we still serve God. We don't put
mm-hmm.
God on the back burner until we get better. Because the doc said, well, here, you take this medicine or you come in and get these shots every so often. No, no, no. God, he gives the increase. You know, he gives the increase. No matter what it is, you know, health, life, strength, you know, our spiritual being, he gives the increase. So
yes,
we should turn and over to God, you know. And we can't be like these people that talk. Well, they've been talking about Jesus coming 2,000 years, over 2,000 years. Okay. Well, let's look at the word, 2,000 years.
Yes.
God said one day. What God says one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. So, if we want to be so realistic about it, let's look at that. If 1,000 years is like one day, so Christ, he was here 2,000 years ago. This is just the second day, y'all. You know, if you look at it that way, literally speaking, this is just the second day. You know, so we can't look at things that way. We get into the spiritual realm. We have to get out of time. We have to get out of time and get into the spiritual realm, where time shouldn't mean anything to us except when our life is over.
Mm-hmm.
Going through this life, it's not easy, y'all. You know, and real quickly, for me to have this show, be blessed. It's not about me, but it's all about God, and I like to tell people from where he brought me from, 20-plus, smoking crack cocaine. He allowed me to work while I was smoking, so I had my own money to buy drugs. He fairly helped me. Now, I went hospitalized for real dehydration a couple of times. But when the Spirit of God came into my life after I asked him to forgive me, and he forgave me, and he let me know that I was forgiven of my sins in my mind and in, you know, and in my mouth. He forgave me of those sins, and he allowed me to get myself together. I forgave myself. God forgave me, and I called myself writing a letter to my ex-wife for her to forgive me. I called and talked to her husband at that time, and I said, let her and the kids know that, you know, I want them to forgive me. I've changed my life, and I feel sorry for those things that I did. If he did or not, that was on him. But I voiced it. And I felt, you know, I felt that I had emptied a burden out. You know how sometimes you get too full when you're sitting, and you stand up and start moving around, and the food starts moving and digesting in your body. That's how I felt. And eventually, you know, my mind was not on getting back with my wife and my family. My mind was on about getting up out this country, getting off this continent. But God, 32 years, he sent me right back where I ran from, my wife and kids. They forgave me. I came on back in, not acting like Big Daddy is back. No, I came in humble. I came in humble, letting them know how God can work in your life to bring about a change to help you and to glorify God, because he gave the increase. My life could have been taken, and the increase was for me to come back into my wife's life. Even though the children were up in age, I came back in their life also. And God has greatly blessed us all, not because I came back, but because we recognize God as who he is. He is El Shaddai, God Almighty. He is the great and living God, you know. And he is our creator, redeemer, sustainer, and he is our judge, y'all. He is our judge. So we can go through life thinking our little minds, oh, we created this. Did this and we did that. No. Our minds are pretty not about us. It's about Jesus. And his love for us, that we were not destroyed. But even though all those sins we did, all through the years, where am I at? He still gives me life, health, and strength. And he gives me a voice to let people know it's not about me. I'm still here, you know, but it's not about me. It's about how I got here, and that was only by the grace of God. And that grace has been given to all men. It has been given to all men, women, children, for any and everyone who wants a part of it to just reach out. It's right there for us all to reach out. So, in other words, the old man of me is gone. It's gone. And it's a new man. It's a life of living. It's a life that's new each and every day. It's almost like starting from scratch. Even though I'm up in age, you know, we can always learn something new. And giving it to God, we glorify him no matter what position we're in. I'm dealing with prostate cancer, but God, had it not been for the Lord that was on my side, and the prayers of the saints, you know, and not me complaining or, you know, crying about my own situation. I'm looking to help the next person in line, you know. I let God help me in my personal situation, but I need to help the next person in line, let them know how I got this far. It wasn't myself. It wasn't me taking no pills. It wasn't no suggestions from the doctor. It was the word of God. Believing and trusting God. And then being part of the church, the real church, you know, fellowshipping with the saints, you know, the saints, not Christians, you know. People call themselves Christian because they want to look like or be a part of, but they're not doing the right thing to be that, you know. It's a show. It's a facade, just like the devil. It's counterfeit, you know. It's a whole lot of people wanting to be just called by that, but they're not willing to put in any work to change nothing in their lives, you know. There's no integrity, which means, oh, you can go to church today, oh, you're holier than thou, and then you get home, you're cursing your kids out, you know what I'm saying? You're hanging in the street, spending money, not taking care of home, all kind of stuff going on. And people are accepting it, but it's not to be that way. We need to humble ourselves down, act like we know, do the right thing, ask for forgiveness. Because we didn't get this far by ourselves. And we're not going to get any further by ourselves. You know? Not even. Sis, you had anything to say real quick before I turn on the mic for our other guests?
Well, it's not just people is doing all those things, but a lot of people going to panic fans. And see, if you don't repent of your sins and be born again, you're still not going to make it in.
That's going
to church and hearing the word and then going back out the same way. You have to repent of your sins. You have to realize that you're still in your sins. You have to repent of your sins. Just like Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again of the water and of the spirit. You have to confess your sins. You have to see what Jesus did on the cross. He died for the whole world. You have to realize that I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner, and I need to be born again. And confess that I'm a sinner. I want to receive Jesus Christ in my life. And you can't say, well, no, I'm not a bad person. I don't curse, drink. I don't treat people bad. But you have to have to realize that I'm a sinner. And I need Jesus in my life. I need to repent of my sins. I want to live a Christian life. I want to follow Jesus and repent. Say, Lord, forgive me and come into my life and so I can live a Christian I can be born again. Because if you realize that you are a sinner and repent, you die and you go to hell. And people along. People not teaching repent anymore. But when I was coming along, I told you that you have to repent of your sins. You must repent of your sins. A lot of people come to church every Sunday and they go back out the same way. But if you don't repent and be saved, you're going to die and go to hell from the church. And that's a bad way to be coming to church every Sunday and going back out the same way. That's a bad way to be.
Yeah.
It's a bad way to be. And these people are doing that. They go to church.
Yeah.
I go to church. I pay my tithes. People working in church and they've been saved. But you must be born again. The water and of the Spirit. What he told Nicodemus. Nicodemus didn't even realize. He didn't even understand what Jesus was saying. But
it was a hard thing.
Explain it to him. But you can't just come up and shake the past preacher's hand. That's not it. You have to be born of the Spirit. You have to be born of the Spirit in order to go back with Jesus to become. So if he don't know you, many never knew you. Well, I worked in the church. Ushered. I sung in the choir.
That's
but he said, I see your works of iniquity. But he said, you must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. So many of people, they're not teaching stuff. They're letting people work in the church and they ain't even been born again. Not even saved.
Right. You got it.
It's wrong. It's wrong. Just like the young rich ruler that came to Jesus. He said, well, but he said, I've done all these things from my youth up. And he said, well, go sell what you have and give to the poor. He said, one thing that I like is go sell what you have and give to the poor. And he went away sad because he didn't want to get rid of his riches.
Yep.
But he just had to be willing to do what Jesus said. But you
have to repent
of your sin. Get some good people out there. They don't curse. They treat their neighbor right. They'll do anything for people. Anything. But if you don't repent of your sins and get saved, you're going to hell. It's the bottom line.
But then, too, and then, too, people need to understand that the way the world is, something wrong with that. You know, something is wrong with the way the world is. And it's not that just because the government is passing a whole lot of laws or people are turning their heads and, you know, they don't, what they're doing, that ain't bothering me. So, I ain't got nothing to say about it. They ain't bothering me. You know, and people just let this stuff go on instead of stepping up to it and letting people know, you know, hey, this isn't right. And the ones that are doing these things, because when I was out there in sin, I was dealing with men and women. I knew it wasn't right. But, you know, what nobody telling me nothing or nothing like that, and the government was going along with it, so it's like, well, hey, let's let them do it. You know, whatever they're doing, they keep their focus off what we're doing over here, you know. And it flourishes. Before the flood, same thing before the flood. Before the flood, man's mind was continually on evil, coming up with ways to do more evil, ways to do evil, you know what I'm saying? Get other people caught up in evil. And it's the same now. It's worse. But we can't say, well, God, you know, if God comes back with a flood this time, I'm going to be ready. No, it ain't going to be no water this time. It's going to be fire. And fire cleanses, it cleans stuff, just like with gold. You put gold in the fire to get the dross off, you know, the impurities, and then it's pure gold. And the way the world is, people understand, I'm pretty sure people thinking, it's okay, the government passed a law where men can get married again, you know, or a person can get married to an animal. No, this is the world, the way the world is. And it's gotten to the point to where people just turn their head, oh, they don't bother me, you know. And it gets worse and worse and worse until that person, that very same person that said, well, oh, it don't bother me, you know. They got the law. They're going to get caught up with some of that. They're going to be very ones caught up in the same old stuff in the world. Because they're not paying attention to what the enemy is doing. See, Satan, he has set up a counterfeit kingdom. And it's flourishing in the world. It is flourishing, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because they're coming up with a law. I don't know if they did it or not, but I can remember where they was trying to come up with this law to where it's You can't talk about Jesus Christ to nobody or try to make them become Christians. If you do, there's a law, you can get locked up, you know. And see, they it's the truth that they want to suppress. Because like I said, their enemy, he is the prince of the power of the air. And his demons, there is so much stuff going on. God is allowing it because we have a choice to make. We can go along with what's going on out there, or we can come on in and realize that God is our creator. God created us. Man didn't create man, no. You know what I'm saying? So we have to get this thing together because we can't live forever, you know, and we go to church. We're not going to come out with a bag full of money, no matter what the pastors say, you know. And we need to start loving our neighbors. How are we going to live peaceably with our neighbors if we don't care for what they're doing? Always complaining, you know what I'm saying? And we need to pray for those in authority. We pray for them. Mm-hmm. I think that's 1 Timothy 2 or 2 Timothy 2 is one of those. I'm going to get it real quick. Yes, we have to pray for our leaders, y'all. And that is, let's see. All right, that's that 1 Timothy 2. Yeah, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Okay, all right, real quick. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, you know, we put ourselves on the back burner, and we have to pray for these people. First of all, supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and giving up thanks be made for all men, not for just the stuff that we think we want or that we think we got to have, you know what I'm saying? But giving up thanks be made for all men, for kings, all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Now, how can we live peaceably if we don't pray for the government and whoever else? And then we're going around tomorrow, well, this is a shame. Look how the police beating people up. We're not praying for them. We're not praying for our young people to stay up out them streets. You know what I'm saying? If you put yourself in a position to get beat down, guess what? You get beat down. You know, and there's no recourse because they don't have a leg to stand on. We know that stuff's happening in the street, but here we go in the street. You know, I don't know what's going on out there. I don't do it anymore. But when I was out there, there's some nights I'd be out there all night long. You know, some nights 3 or 4, some nights before the sun come up. But same thing is happening in the streets now that's happened then, but more so, more crime, more evil, you know, and people have to understand, come on, you know, let's even try to do the right thing so that we can have a better life, our families will be able to feed our families, get them to understand that we got no business following Tom, Dick, and Harry over there, even protesting. No, we get on our knees and pray. We pray to God because he has everything under control. And the more people that change their ways, change their lives, it's not that the world's going to be great again. Ain't no such thing as being great again. Them days are gone. But things would be a lot better. You know, if people would realize all this, even if they, you know, just digging a hole, deeper and deeper and deeper, and not getting out. There's no way out. And then people become depressed. They start killing themselves. They start killing more people. I saw a thing this evening. What is that? Jehovah's Witnesses over in Germany. Somebody went and shot the place up, you know? And see, it don't matter where you at or who you supposed to be, but if you are in that position, you need to be ready. We don't know when our time is coming. We do not know where we're going to be at. You know,
somebody snapped one
of these young guys, right, that spent $200-$300 for a pair of sneakers and don't play basketball. Somebody snapped one of the sneakers, they're ready to pull out a gun and shoot him. You know, because they just love the sneakers. And he don't even play basketball. You know, the way the world is ridiculous anymore. But if we stay prayed up for ourselves and our families, even those that aren't saved, you know, God, he watches over all of us. He knows what we need, you know. And prayers should go up, especially in our unsaved families, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great. Yes. I see our friends on. Philly, good evening.
Good evening, Philly in the house.
Yes, praise God. Praise God for that, yes.
Amen, family.
Yes.
How y'all?
Doing well. Mm-hmm.
Amen,
yes, we
and we're praying for you.
Thank you, so we're praying for y'all, too. Definitely that. I got a lot out of what you guys were speaking about this evening, especially Apostle. Now, that knowledge, right, as long as I could, and, you know, I said, well, the people that know the truth and are passing the truth along, we know who they are. So we cannot just put the back burner and do something that makes the body feel good or my favorite, Tyler Perry programs on TV. You know, we need to block out all that stuff. And keep the truth before our eyes, because the enemy he's right there at the door. Yep. And when we ain't looking, he done slip something in, like he in the bar and ain't watching you drink, and you leave, go to the bathroom and play a record or something. You come back, they done slip the Mickey in your drink.
That's how the enemy does.
That's
the city hell.
Yes. So we need to think about not necessarily ways to live better, but to cut out all this other stuff going on that we know ain't right. We know this stuff ain't right, you know. But by God letting people see a brand new day, they think they're okay, you know.
Oh yeah.
But it's like piling hot coals on top of our own head. You know, we know the way, but we take the way because, we with the crowd. We hanging, you know, just what everybody else is doing, you know. But they just don't know. We all are individuals. And when that time comes, we get singled out, you know. We get singled out. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Yes. Any more comments? Mm-hmm. Sis, you there?
I was just going to just read James 4:8, and it says New Living Translation, James 4:8, New Living Translation says, come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands with you sinners, purify your heart, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Let there be tears for what you have done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy. But most of all, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Yes.
Amen. But you know that word humble, some people are scared of it. You know, because they're afraid, they're shameful, you know, they're not strong, you know, they're weak.
And that's what people, the world thinks.
The world, yeah.
That's what the world thinks. Because when you humble, God just gives you every sort of wisdom and knowledge that you need, and that's the confidence.
Yeah.
You're not conceited. You're just you have God's confidence behind you.
Right.
And I got one more thing, and the Holy Spirit tells you what to say and what to do. And
that's
the only
right.
way you can receive that if you have a humble spirit.
That's right. That is so true. So true. So true, Chaplain. So true. But people have to get to that point. I can't say, well, God, I'm sorry for the stuff that I did. You know, it's a thing in the mind. Necessarily just stop the sins that we're doing. We have to change that mindset, you know, because we think it, we want to put it to work. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes, yes. But to give it all to God, I give it all over to you, and I let you lead my steps. Guide me, Lord, in the right, you know. But we have to get strong. Just like the doctor said, you need to take in these radiation treatments and chemotherapy treatments. He said, you need to eat protein. Protein to keep the muscle going, you know. And I said, okay, Doc, okay. And I try to keep a lot of protein going, but the weight still goes anyway. But it's not all leaving, you know. It's little by little by little. And I just put on more protein. And after a while, you know, I get used to the way I look. And that's okay. I don't feel too bad, but I keep the protein going. And that's just like the Word of God. Once we get into it and get started, it's not, okay, I have memorized a few scriptures. You know, I go out there and talk to my friends or whatever, let them know this and that.
Well,
and I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the enemy's at the door. You know what I'm saying? And those are the people that let the enemy open and close their door. So they didn't go in and out thinking they got it going on.
Uh-huh.
Until push comes to shove. Now, that enemy put that thing in front of you. You know you can't handle it, but you swear out that you got God within you, you know?
Yeah.
The Spirit of God within you. And when God doesn't work for them, they get upset, they get angry. Well, God, you told me this and you told me that. No. It's the context of what he tells you, you know? And he lets us know how to go about using his word, because there is life in the word. There's life.
Yeah.
I found that out. There's life in the word, you know?
It is.
And as I said, God's word in heaven. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But we all have experienced life in our own separate ways. And as we consider ourselves Christians, children of God, saints, we cannot just give up because things are starting to look a little better, you know. For some reason here in Carolina, it's almost like being up there in Washington State. We've had all these clouds. Seems like every day in the week it's cloudy. If it ain't raining or drizzling, it's cloudy. And it's like, what's going on with this? It's a change. You know, it's a change, and we have to deal with it because we can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a light, and it's a part of the way the world is right now.
Well, you see all the snow California is getting.
Yes, yes.
My goodness, California getting dumped with snow.
Yes. Now, real quick, I got a younger son. Now, he told me once upon a time, he said, the government is up there, it's either in Canada or Alaska somewhere, and they're trying to control the weather. Because, see, the jet stream comes from west to east.
Yes.
And that's where all these storms are coming from west to east. It's almost like every week there's a storm. If it's not coming across the top, the Dakotas and Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Chicago and Detroit is coming through the south, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, with thunderstorms and tornadoes.
Yeah.
You know, and we know that's not normal. We know it's not.
That's
for
right.
Us to live in those areas, but for us to be living in those areas and we don't see no relief with, we're not going to see no relief with the government. They're not trying to do nothing
right.
for people that's been flooded out and, you know, trees, tearing your property up, you know. We just have to stay prayed up. And if it comes way, if it comes our way, God, his plan's already working. It's already working. But we can't stay in the world and say, okay, all right, they say this storm coming. God, he's going to protect us. We just can't rely on just words out of our mouth. We have to have this thing in our heart, you know? We have to. We have to believe that he's due for us because we are his people, and it's just not words coming out of our mouth, you know? We got to get busy doing something. That's right. Whatever we can do, we need to get busy, stay in prayer, and help the next man out. You know, I always wondered about that. I said, man, he got his. You know, and homeless people. I used to be homeless too, you know. But I tell myself, well, I'm good. I'm good. I'm homeless. I know what to do. I always had a job. But see, that was a blessing from God for me because he knew where I was going to wind up at, you know. But once upon a time, I used to say, well, man, he can go out and get a job just like anybody else. I ain't giving him no money. Look at him. Look at him. All he's going to do is go buy a pack of cigarettes or get him something to drink. You know?
Right.
But if they don't ask for that, if they don't ask for money for cigarettes or drink, I should be obligated to give it to them because I don't know what their situation is. They look a certain way, but that doesn't mean that that's where their heart's at or their type of life is. But to help the next man first, put my own self on the back burner because God has taken care of me already. And will take care of me because I believe, because he's done it already. But to look out for the next man, and I always say, you can't keep it unless you give it away. You know, if you got a bag full of money, you think you're gonna hold on to that? And if it ain't a rat, then come and ate a hole in it. The money just disappears, fair brother. You know, so. We got to share in that in order to get our own blessings. We have to bless people. And we can't do it living in the world, you know. We can't do it. So we need to change up, get rid of the old man, you know. Behold, all things become new. All things.
That's what it is. That's what this word says.
Yeah. That's what it says. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we've heard it enough. Well, when I was in the world, I heard it enough. But that wasn't my desire. My heart wasn't there. But, as I said, the Spirit of God drew me. I accepted the call.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And now it's my turn to try to encourage and enlighten some other people by sharing my testimony.
That's true.
You know? Yeah, and giving God the glory.
Yep.
It's all about God. It's not about no government program. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
It's not about, it's not about no friends, you know, spending and buying the first or the second one, you know, and then it's on you. No, it's not about none of that. It's about me as an individual doing what I should be doing. God didn't create me just to be hanging out in the world. No.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he did not.
All right. Mm-hmm. I can't wait till the manifestation of that then, brother.
You're not by yourself. Yeah.
All right
just
now.
Have this flesh hold on just a little bit longer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yep. So you can fulfill that purpose.
That's right. That's right. Fulfill that purpose. Do the will of the Father. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Any last comments? I think Sis, is she still here? Sis, you still here? Any last comments? Where'd she go? Okay. All right. Yeah, there were issues first getting on, but the administrator, he took care of that. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for those that called in. But like I said, your program, at 7 o'clock. Something
yeah.
made me listen to that, and I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that, and it gave me something to think about. It did. It gave me something to think about that God had a God had a discussion in heaven with Satan to consider his servant Job. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I believe it.
But as I look at myself, I'm thinking he had to have a conversation, not directly but indirectly, about a group of people, you know.
Okay.
We're still here. We're still here. God is still taking us through. He is still looking out for us, and we're flourishing. But the main thing we all need to do is turn our lives over to him. Over to him. Mm-hmm. Yes. Over to him. Because we're at the bottom. All only thing we can do is go up, right?
True.
Yeah. All we can do is go up. And up is where the Lord is. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. All right. Let's see if Sis got anything else she want to say. She's still there somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I can't tell how much more time I have because I came in 20 minutes after the hour.
Well, it's 9:13 now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I believe I came on it. I believe I came on it about 8:20. I believe I did. So I might have about 8.
Okay.
Oh, about 6 or 7 minutes, maybe. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You guys, do you you or George, Pastor George, have a comment, or would you like to elaborate on what happened on your show? And you can put a plug in for your own show now, if you care to.
Well, okay. Well, thank you. That's a blessing for real. On Monday is women's. I have a conversation for women. For women, and I have different subjects we talk about. We always make sure we talk about self-care, but there's different friends that I've run across, and they have done notoriety stuff in their professions, or I have some other chaplains on. I have some women that are in the medical field. And then Tuesdays, Deacon and his wife Mary have come on, and there's prayer. Prayer time. Everybody is welcome to prayer, and you know, and even on the men's, on the women's night, men call in too as well. So because they want to know what we're talking about or whatever it is, but it's always a nice family affair on Mondays that's designated for women. Tuesday's prayer. Wednesday we're off, and Thursday's men's night. Pastor George has group of men that call in, and. Friday is, Sabbath prayers. That starts, everything starts at 7. And on Sunday morning at 10, Pastor George has worship and biblical studies. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That sounds great.
And all are
welcome. Yes, it does. Yes, 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 most definitely. And I will pass that information along on my program because not because I know you guys, but because I can get a good understanding. And you're not not necessarily in the same group or class of people that I am, because your expression of the word is different than the way we get it. You know?
Well,
so I want it all. I want to get it all. You know, I listen a little bit to the Catholic.
Why not?
Yeah, listen a little bit to the Protestants and whoever else and this and that, you know, and I can learn from that. Not saying that I'm trying to pick and choose what type of people or religion I want to follow. It ain't about religion to me whatsoever. It's about being spiritual and how I can
get It really is.
Yes, yes, yes. Because there was
I understand, like you said, it's not for, we're not, just talking in one denomination, oh, no, period. No.
Oh, no. No.
It's not that at all.
It's for everybody. It's for everybody.
It is.
Because God's
word. Didn't Christ say whosoever will
come? Salvation has appeared to all men.
That's right.
All men. And everybody has an opportunity. I don't care what you call yourself, a religion or whatever. Salvation has appeared to all men because there's one God, one mediator,
mm-hmm, yep,
God and man, and that's Christ. And there
that's
is
right.
no other name under heaven by which man can be saved but Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
that's what
yes,
we
yes,
believe,
but,
and that's what we that's
yes.
our foundation for teaching.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Great, that's great. That is great. But it's good to be connected, not necessarily
yeah.
to somebody that knows a few scriptures or somebody that preaches, but it's good to be connected spiritually, period, spiritually.
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was an instance, I got expelled out of high school in the 12th grade. I was one of them types when I was young, so. they sent me
in the 12th grade.
Yeah. My life was lived in the bar instead
All
of
right.
school until I got found out. You know, so they found a way to get me into Job Corps in New Jersey. So I went to Job Corps. Yeah, and I always been a good kid, but I wanted to follow the wrong crowd and see what they're doing. You know, get a little bit of that experience under my belt. So I can say, yeah, man, I did that, and I did that over there. But it was all wrong. And they sent me to spend some time with a Muslim family.
Okay.
And that was in Washington, D.C. And I was amazed the way they lived. I said, oh, my God, these people, they don't have no TV. They sit down as a family for the meal. They sit down. As a family to discuss things, you know, they one unit. There were children, a mother and a father, but they were one unit because they were together.
How cool was that?
Back and forth. Huh? Beg your pardon?
I said, how cool was that?
That was real cool.
Yeah,
real
it was.
Cool. But see, I was just a part of that temporarily. And I did learn, and what I learned, I kept to myself. I didn't pass it along to anybody because I knew they would make fun of me. I wouldn't be accepted, you know, but I was young, you know. But it comes back to me now. And when I listen to ministers on your show, I'm just overwhelmed,
yes.
you know, and amazed how all this connects. It all connects, y'all. Don't care what we
it
are.
It is.
It all connects. Yes, 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 okay. All right, well, I just got confirmation. Okay, family, we love
all
you.
All right. Love
Thank
you, too.
Thank you for calling in. Yes, yes.
Absolutely, always.
Yes.
Tell
yes,
Mary
yes.
we love her.
One God, one mediator, Jesus Christ. Y'all have a blessed
and
night.
Tell Mary we love
okay?
her.
We'll do that. We'll do that. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
Peace, y'all.
God bless. Peace
In a minute.
Shalom.
Woo-hoo!
Shalom. Woo-hoo!